I am in the studio with Pastor Jonathan Andrew Merritt from Straight Gate Church. How are you?
Good. What's up, Detroit?
How are you?
I'm doing well, in a better place, 2019, yes. Ready to go.
Me too.
I'm glad.
We were talking about this a little bit off the air, how 2018 was a little rough for a lot of people.
Oh, man, it was terrible. But God.
But God, I say that all the time. And I think that I just started to become more confident in the last few days about where God is leading me and how I'm going to let him navigate this thing, because it's been crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing that I learned about with God is that if you're still here, and if this, and just think about the rain. If you want to see a rainbow, it's got to rain.
Therefore,
storms may come, but the promise of God always are true to the believer. And we always have to remind ourselves of that, even in the toughest of times. And I've been through there, and I know the people listening have or are even still going through something. And so I think each and every single one of us continues to be confronted with what Satan or what the enemy wants to show us. But that's why we have the word of God to press
but
on.
What I am really encouraged by is, you know, you went through quite a test. And so that tells me that pastors and faith leaders are not exempt.
No.
From
He doesn't say the pastors.
Like
he said, doesn't say the pastors won't have a weapon formed against them. He says basically the weapons will be formed no matter what position you take place in the fivefold ministry or worship leader or even here on the radio. It doesn't matter what it is that you're doing out here in this world, the weapons will be formed. But he said they will not prosper.
Right.
And I think that's the word that we have to remind ourselves. And then he goes on to say, and everything that rises up against you, it's up for you to condemn it. And so some things that are taking place in our life and some things that happened to me in 2018, I wasn't rising up each morning to condemn that very thing that was rising up against me. And I think that's a testament to each and every single one of us. We've got to take that next step.
Yes. So that takes me to my new subject here. You have a book. It's called Step Out.
I am now an author, Andy.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Come
Pastor,
on,
entrepreneur, now author. So it's a privilege and an honor for God to give me the grace and give me the wisdom in order to write my first book. And my father, Bishop Andrew Merritt, has wrote countless books. He's got a new book coming out soon in the next couple of months called No Middle Class, which is cool. But, you know, just to step into that. Anointing of being able to write was truly a blessing.
You had to do this.
Yes.
Because somebody needed to hear and to read what you have learned over the last 12 months or so.
Yes. It happened January 30th, if you want to talk about it now.
Yeah, sure.
To the listeners, was in Costa Rica with my wife, and we were on our way back from dinner in the golf cart. I wasn't driving it, but the hotel was driving the golf cart, and we were on the backside of it, and we were going up a hill, and the water from the sprinkler system was hitting the road. So the driver started to back up slowly, and as he backed up slowly, he said, okay, I'm ready to go now. He presses the gas too hard on the golf cart. The wheels start to spin. I want people to think about this. It's in the middle of pitch blackness. There is no lights.
Right.
We're on a hill. And all of a sudden, the golf cart starts to lift itself up. And we don't just fall out of the golf cart. We're tumbling out of the golf cart down the hill. Couldn't move. Didn't know where I was. A terrible scene. My elbow was all busted out. Totally blacked out. And one of the craziest things, though, in that moment was there was an SUV that started to come up the hill. Remember, it's pitch black.
Right.
All I can hear, because I can't see anything, I can see just basically this light blaring, but I couldn't really tell what it was. But I can hear my wife saying, no, because it couldn't see us. It was about to actually run us over.
Oh, wow.
So that just goes to attest to some of the people out there that are listening today, is that sometimes the devil never wants to give up on trying to finish you off.
Right.
But there's always that angel there of protection that is ready to protect us from that situation. So that is what I dealt with last year. It was a terrible, terrible accident.
Yeah. So I'm in the studio with Pastor Jonathan Merritt from Straight Gate Church. And out of this tragedy came this book, because you had to literally be lifted.
I had to.
to get back in the pulpit, to everything. You were just like, I'm done with this.
Yeah. Randy, one of the craziest things was after that situation, I was in the hospital basically for the rest of the time on the trip. Get back to Michigan, my body has swollen up so much that basically my I couldn't basically wear my shoes. My hands were swollen. I was on opiate pills. I was on five different types of medication. So basically I was drugged up in the bed for basically 8 weeks.
Wow.
After that accident, I needed to be lifted. And it took my father to be speaking to me, and he would just pray with me. But there was one, and I would get kind of annoyed with them because I really didn't know why, what happened. And I think sometimes in life people are going through things and they're asking God why this and why that. It's one of the number one questions. But I knew that there was another thing that God wanted me to say to him. Instead of asking God why, he wanted me to ask him what's next.
Amen.
Because if we're still here, there's still a purpose for our life. Yes. And somebody's out there listening, going through something, and you need to say, what's next, God? Like, I don't need to be concerned about what has taken place.
Yeah.
I need to know how we're going to move forward.
Yes.
Because he's not just the God of yesterday. He's the God of today
and forever. Yeah, so you learned the lesson from yesterday, but you take that lesson and you have to move forward.
Yep.
I love this, and I love the idea of the book. It's Leave Your Imprint on the World, and the name of the book is Step Out.
Mm-hmm.
And you put this book together, and you eventually got back in the pulpit.
I got back in the pulpit because what happened taking place, my dad had asked me each and every single week during this time period, hey, you want to preach? Hey, you want to preach? I'm like, no. No, dude, I told the bishop, I can barely get up. I had to tell him no. Like, no, dude, I can't do it.
No, now.
Tell him Bishop Andrew Merritt no.
Oh, my goodness.
Something. But, you know, being his son, I had to say, you know, I can barely get out of the bed. But I knew what he was doing. He wanted me to step out on faith. He wanted me to believe that I was healed.
Yeah.
He wanted me to believe that there was healing able to reach my body. But I was not in a place because I felt so stuck.
Yes. Yeah.
And I couldn't really get myself out of my funk that even I was allowing to put myself in.
For sure.
And one Sunday I stepped out and said, okay, this guy's getting on my nerves. I'll do the second.
The bishop did not get on your nerves.
I said, I'll do the second location. Our location was Bloomfield.
Yes.
And he goes, okay, that's fine. So I end up going. I actually was going to preach from a chair. But then when I had got there, my brother who leads our praise and worship, I was so in the presence of God that I was standing with my arms like this. And then I go up there to preach. I preach about 35 minutes. Hadn't been standing that long since the accident.
Wow.
And it was something miraculous.
Yes.
But after service, one of the deacons who goes to our church was driving me to main campus because I couldn't drive because I was still on medication.
Right.
And he goes, you want me to take you home? I said, no, I'll just go to main campus and I will go to the office and sleep.
Oh, wow.
And so when I get to the main campus, I go into the office and I'm like, well, let me go downstairs in a prayer so I can at least just pray before I go back up here and go to sleep, you know, get some more prayer in. As I get to the into the sanctuary, I put my head down and I say, Father, let your will be done in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm praying, God's like, I'm not done with you yet.
Wow.
And I said, what? Are you serious?
Right.
You're not done with me. I'm done. Like, I don't know. I looked around like, I don't know who you talking to, but I am done. God said, I'm not done with you yet. And it's a testament to say to the people in life that, man, God's not done with you. Mm-hmm. You're still here.
Amen.
Even that you're going through, remember, you're going through something.
Yes, through.
You're going to get to the other side, as he told the disciples. And so as he said that, I said to myself, well, Bishop is about to preach. I don't know what you want me to do. Maybe he'll call me up for, you know, to prayer testify, or prayer or something like that. But Bishop comes down and he says, I'll do the offering. And what came out of my mouth, like, even to this day, marvels me, because I know exactly how I felt, mm-hmm. my body felt at the moment. And I said, well, I'm a preacher today. And he took a step back. He takes off his mic, his lapel, and he gives it to me.
Oh, Jesus.
And I ended up preaching 1 hour and 15 minutes. I preached Stepped Out. That was the message that I preached. And I prayed for about 100 people at the end of service.
And you got stronger.
And I got stronger through the actual service.
Wow.
My body, my legs started to straighten up. I was able to stretch my arm out. A miraculous testimony.
Oh, my Jesus.
And then after service, God spoke to me again. He says, I want you to write it.
Wow. Man.
Yeah.
I'm going to run out of here.
That's crazy.
I can't have a merit in this studio without trying to run. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, no problem.
Man.
Thank you for having me. And they can get the book anywhere. The book is available on my website, jonathanamerritt.com. There is an A between Jonathan and Merritt.
Yeah.
And then also on Amazon, iTunes. We did an audiobook version as well.
Excellent.
Where me and Bishop actually does the foreword for my book. So it was great to have him be a part of my first book.
So I can get a chance to listen to it while I read it.
Yes, yes, 100%.
That is amazing. And you can catch your coffee shop.
Yeah, coffee shop. So we, the Merritts, have a coffee shop right on the Avenue of Fashion, right next to Cuzzo's. It is called the Narrow Way Cafe, because straight is the gate, narrow is the way.
Yeah.
So come check us out. We have coffee, smoothies, baked goods, stress-free atmosphere, a community within a community, and we'd love to service you. We're open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Love it. I pass by every single day, and now that I know where it is, that's where I'll be getting my coffee.
Yes, yes, please do.
How do we find you on social media?
Social media, my handle is I am J Merritt. M E R R I T T.
Thank
love
you so
to,
much.
Love to connect with you.
I love you. You are like a little brother, nephew to me.
Thank you so much, Randy, for having me here.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. It's a pleasure to be on the Detroit Praise Network.